I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Christine Hoag, who's Vice President and Editorial Director for Math and Statistics at Higher Education at Pearson Education, and we're talking about their booth they're exhibiting at the Joint Mathematics Meetings. So, Chris, could you tell us why attendees should come to your booth?
Yes, thank you very much, Mike. We're very excited about participating in the exhibits, and we invite all of the participants to come by the Pearson booth. There are a few things that we'll be demonstrating on the technology side of things, and we invite everyone to come and have a look at our new interactive figures, part of our My Math Lab calculus program. In particular, we have a new calculus book by Bill Briggs and Bernard Gillette from the University of Colorado, Lyle Cochran from Whitworth University, and by Eric Schultz from Walla Walla Community College. The My Math Lab course that accompanies their calculus text is also includes an ebook with interactive figures. This is an electronic book. It was created by Eric Schultz and contains the complete text in the print calculus book, in addition to some interactive versions of about 700 figures. So these are wonderful classroom tools that professors can show to illustrate the important ideas of calculus, and these interactive figures can also be assigned in My Math Lab. So we'd love for folks to come by and check that out. We have a few other really exciting visual tools that are new from Pearson. One is a new app. It's called the StatCrunch Surveys app. This is a free app available for students to download and professors to provide in their StatCrunch courses. Again, it's a really interesting classroom tool. The results are automatically sent to the professors, so they can show the students the result page in StatCrunch. It's a real exciting new visual tool that we have. So those are just two examples of some new technologies that we offer at Pearson, and those will be on display in the booth. We'd also love for folks to come by to meet our distinguished authors. Many of them will be at this meeting, and we're very happy to have them and to provide a place for professors to come and chat with our authors and to see some of the new books that are coming out. So we very much hope to see folks in our booth.
And are there some general things or just any things that you'd like people to know about Pearson?
Well, absolutely. Pearson is absolutely dedicated to mathematics as a discipline. We have published books and technologies up and down the mathematics curriculum. And I think what's important is that Pearson continue to publish in the areas of advanced mathematics, which I know are important to the folks who attend the joint math meeting. We do have several new advanced titles for 2013 coming this spring, and I'll actually give you a few of those titles just to get an understanding of some of the new revisions and books that are available. We have a partial differential equations with Fourier series and boundary value problems in a fifth edition by Haberman. We have a new linear algebra with applications by Brecher. We have an introduction to mathematical statistics by Hogg and his author team, McKeon and Craig. We also have mathematical proofs, a transition to advanced mathematics, third edition by Chartrand, Palamini, and Zhang. So those are just a few examples of our advanced math list. And Pearson is dedicated to all areas of math and statistics. We also publish, as you probably know, in the areas of pre-calculus and college algebra. We are working very hard to ensure that we're bringing the community the latest in technology and visualization tools. So we'd love for folks to become more familiar with some of our My Math Lab programs for pre-calculus, such as Kirk Trigstead's. Kirk is from the University of Idaho. Kirk has a new My Math Lab for pre-calculus unit circle approach. This is a new approach. It's created to emphasize more conceptual understanding of pre-calculus through visualization and also reading assessment tools. So what we're trying to provide across mathematics, but in particular in pre-calculus, calculus, and advanced math, is more ways for students and professors to be able to show the beauty of mathematics with visual tools, such as some of the ones I've mentioned.
And are there other things that Pearson offers the community?
Well, we are trying to offer more ways that professors and institutions can understand how students are learning mathematics. So we have new reporting capabilities in our programs such as MyLabs Plus, which includes some data analytics, and this gives more access to the ways in which students are learning, the types of problems that might be giving them difficulty or ease. We are also gathering volunteer data from universities regarding, you know, learning outcomes with some of our programs, including MyMathLab. We have a publication that we provide through Pearson Math, and it's called Making the Grade. And Making the Grade includes data from universities and colleges around student outcomes and learning gains reported. So some of those include, for calculus, for example, we have some research from the University of Houston regarding student scores with MyMathLab and how some of those students were able to, you know, demonstrate increased learning outcomes. So we hope to provide the community with more understanding of how students are learning, what types of areas that are most challenging to students, so that professors and institutions can better use their time with some of those tools to help students increase their learning and to help faculty help them with time management.
Chris, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, just a thank you very much to the entire Joint Mathematics community. We've enjoyed the support of your community and participants, and we're very grateful that folks are continuing to adopt our textbooks and our technologies. We aim to continue to improve upon those. We're very grateful to all of our Pearson Math authors for providing us with the wonderful quality content on which I think the math community expects and enjoys. And we're looking forward to the meeting very much.
I know you're in Boston, so probably also looking forward to being in San Diego in January.
Exactly. It's going to be wonderful weather, and it's going to be a great meeting.
That's Christine Hoag, who's Vice President and Editorial Director for Math and Statistics at Higher Education at Pearson Education. Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Mike.